This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of March 24th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio, we got a quick hello before we started, but Mr. Noah Wimmer, Mr. Alex Cunningham, and Mr. Brandon Morgan across from me. As I always say, this is my favorite segment of the show because people that don't know you, people listen to the podcast all over this country. Everybody in town, there are a ton of people I never realized that listen to this show before they go to church every Sunday. So we have the ability to, God gives us the ability to reach out. So my goal today is that the Lord's put something in each one of your hearts to share that can impact somebody else, to be infectious for the Lord. And we can reach somebody, whether it's today listening to the show or on a podcast 10 years later, they may pull this podcast up and it may change somebody's life. So we're going to start. Who is Mr. Alex Cunningham?
I'm Alex Cunningham. I play baseball and football for the BB Comer Tigers. I'm a senior, and I attend First Free Will, and my youth pastor is Kevin Nelson, and I just want to thank the Lord for putting him into my life, and it's really led me into some great opportunities throughout my teenage years.
How much did it pay you to say that?
Not a dime.
Not a dime. All right, who is Mr. Brandon Morgan?
So like you said, my name is Brandon Morgan, and I'm a senior for the BB Comer Tigers, and I play football and baseball as well. And I attend the church at Chelsea Westover with an awesome youth pastor, Joe Daniels, that really brought me back from the low place I was with my Christianity. He really brought me back to keeping that fire going with the Lord.
And you're a transient. You used to be across the tracks.
I used to go to Sylacauga. I did.
You did. And to my left, who I must say, who is the spirit of the team, the never short for words, which is a gift. It's a gift. You use it the right way. That's a tremendous gift, Mr. Noah Wimmer. Who is Mr. Noah?
Yes, sir. I'm Noah Wimmer. I play football and baseball for the Comer Tigers. I'm actually a kicker. That's how most of them know me. I'm a senior, and I attend First Free Will Baptist. My youth pastor is also Kevin Nelson. And shout out to Alex, because Alex got me going probably about a month ago. And it's really turned my life around, so thankful for him.
Well, I'm thankful you guys had coaches, too, that lead that way. Mm-hmm. You know, that you got an athletic director and a football coach that, you know, is not ashamed to bring people in to talk about the Lord. And he's not afraid to walk it most of every day, but he walks most of the days. Giving instructions over there, Brandon? I
don't know. I'm glad you didn't say basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling you to back up while you're drinking your water.
It was a short stint in basketball. Mm-hmm. But you were on the court, though.
Yeah.
It counts.
I was on the court. I just had to give my focus to baseball. Hey,
can I put my input? We sounded amazing.
We really did.
Are we still on?
We're still on.
Oh, okay.
And you didn't say you're the catcher for the baseball team.
Well, come on, bro.
Because that's a big –
when you do it again?
That's a big deal, because that's like the captain of the team. Mm. You're the captain of the infield.
Mm. Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that last game, though. We'll get into that, though. Mm. Yeah, about the in-between, throwing down to second base on your knees. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But we'll get into more of that with these guys right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio, Mr. Noah Wimmer, Mr. Alex Cunningham, and Mr. Brandon Morgan. We got to talk a little bit about who you guys are. Special part about it is you all are seniors. And the reason I wanted you on the show, because our first game that we covered for you this year in baseball, I looked up and there were four of you, but I recognized the three of you were at the third baseline praying before the game. You guys got down with each other, and that's the biggest thing, because it takes all of us together to make it in this world. And if you're not ashamed to stand for the Lord, and it's hard to stand alone too. God gives us the strength to do it, but also he gives us each other to keep us going. So I appreciate you guys doing that. I want you to keep doing that and keep encouraging each other to walk it, because the path is narrow. You know, it's easy to go down the wide path to destruction, but the path is narrow. And the temptation for you guys, everything that's out there, you know, we can go into music, we can go into social media, all the things that are just out there to basically distract all of us from what we should be doing. And that's the Great Commission, and that is to go out and spread the word of God. You know, it's as simple as that. So the question for this segment is, in 12 years of school, how, if you look back at it, there's some things that can only happen because God made it happen, whether it's you or your family. You know, now you can look back and say, wait, that could only have happened with God. So who wants to go first?
I can go first.
All right.
So that's a little story.
So who are you? So everybody knows?
Noah Wimmer. So it's actually a crazy story, how I kind of met the Lord. So my senior year, maybe about 2 months ago, I've been stressing about after college, been worried, like, losing sleep and everything. So I decided to go to church. First Sunday I go to church in probably like 3-4 years. And the sermon's about worried and how to not worry and always put your trust in God. And it's Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 35. I read those whenever I feel worried. It's just about how to put your trust in the Lord, not to worry, because God got you in good hands. And, you know, I haven't just put everything to the side, but, you know, when I start getting, you know, looking too far ahead, I always go back to the Lord, and it puts me right back on track.
And it is amazing when you go to church sometimes and there's 100, 200, 300 people in there and you feel like the pastor's talking right to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking around like, you know, who's, you know, that's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. All right, who's up next?
This is Brandon Morgan, and I think it's kind of funny that you talked about the Great Commission and how we need to go tell, because when I first started going to my church after my papa, growing up, he was always my preacher at First Church of God in Sylacauga. And after he retired and moved on, we tried to find a new church. And the very first trip I went on with this new youth group, it was called Go Tell. And it was basically you just being out there and being a disciple and telling other people about God. And I really realized, it really opened my mind that you're not alone. Like, even when you feel like you are, there's people in your life that can just will be there for you and help you through it.
Good, good. All right. I'd say who's next, but there's only one left.
This is Alex Cunningham, and, you know, I'm a real big – I stress really bad about everything, the little things, the big things. And there was a bunch of stuff going on with my life, with personal side and athletic side and academic-wise. And then this, about a month after I started going to church, and when I'm, you know, I'm learning about the Lord – I'm intrigued by the Lord. I don't want to get complacent in my faith. So we go on this trip, and we have to carry around these big rocks all day, and that's to symbolize carrying your burdens. So we have to carry it around the whole weekend, and at the end of the weekend, we had to write on there what our burdens are, and we had to put it at the foot of a tree, as is we would put it at the foot of the cross, to let go. And since then, I really don't let stuff get on me. I really don't like to stress as much, because it's with the Lord. The Lord's put it on me. He knows I can handle it. So I really don't want to get over the top with stress. So Amen. After that trip, just laying that burden down and laying it to rest just has really helped me and just really, you know, shows me that the Lord is really powerful.
Well, that's interesting because the two out of the past 4 weeks, out of the 2 weeks, this discussion has come up where there are two words. It's faith and fear. And you can put stress in the fear bucket. And you can only be one or the other. You can't, because if you have faith, then God gives us hope that no matter what happens, whether it's good or bad, because some things don't go right in our eyes, but it's God's plan. And you just have to trust his plan, and that's having faith that he's working it out. And it may not be working it out for you, Alex, but through whatever the situation is, he's using that to work through to somebody else. So always have faith. Don't stress. No, you talked about it.
Amen.
Don't stress. You know, mm-hmm. God gave us his son not just to take sin in our lives, mm-hmm. but he gave us his son for hope. And he's already worked it out. No matter, he's worked my days out already. And he'll work your days out. And I know you guys are thinking about, we're going to talk about it here in a minute, the next phase of life because you're seniors. But he's already worked it out. Yeah. So you just have to trust it. Yeah. You know, my wife fusses at me a lot because she calls me complacent sometimes. But even this week, we were in a situation with our family. And, man, the way it turned out better than you could have ever imagined it. And it turned out the only way it could for everybody. It worked perfect for everybody. So don't live your life stressing. Don't live your life anxious about things. Don't live your life in fear of anything. God's got you. Amen. He's got you covered. Well, all right, we'll be back with Noah, Alex, and Brandon right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio, Noah Wimmer, Alex Cunningham, and Brandon Morgan. Man, we talked about a lot on air and off air. Oh, yeah. But a big thing for all three of you, like you said, the one thing you have in common, besides being brothers in Christ, you're seniors. And only a few months to decide the next step in life. Probably one of the biggest, besides getting married and having children, is, you know, what am I going to do? So we'll talk about that, and then we'll discuss it a little bit. So, Alex, what do you want to do?
I actually want to get into coaching. I want to be a special education teacher and coach at the high school level. And just, I don't know. I want to be able to help people, and I think sports is my calling to help people.
All right. Brandon, what do you want to do?
So I plan on going to college and playing baseball, and what I want to go into is around the digital marketing field. I always felt like I did it with my church, and I always felt like that's kind of my outreach to people is I can make these graphics, I can make posts to help people not only find out about God, but if they need help, they can, like, I make graphics that's, like, inspirational sometimes, and I feel like that's kind of my outreach to people.
Noah, what do you want to do?
Well, at first, I want to join the military.
Okay.
And after some further looking into that, I'm not very qualified, not the ASVAB school. I'm pretty small in ASVAB, but I'm not eligible, so I'm going to take the plan B and go into law enforcement after high school. So
that's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good, because, you know, I have four kids, and my first two kids, one went to Alabama, one went to Auburn, and then my youngest son barely went to college, and he makes more money than the other two do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just what you want to do, and it's what God wants you to do. It's his plan in your life, you know. So you just seek that out. We talked about it before, about having faith in his plan, you know, just seek that out, because he can change it. And I'll tell you, because I was sitting in my dorm room at Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, Texas. you know, I didn't have any money. I didn't have books. I got kicked out of my classes because my parents couldn't afford books. And I was sitting there, and I didn't know what to do. And the phone rang. Of all times, my phone never rang. And the phone rang, and it was my uncle from Sylacauga, Alabama. And I'll never forget his words. He called me cuz. He said, cuz, I got a one-way plane ticket to come home. And I packed everything I had in one suitcase, one medium-sized suitcase, and I came to Alabama. And that's how God can change. He just he works it out. You know, and I came back to play football. If I hadn't have left and moved to Texas, I had a scholarship to play at Jacksonville. And I thought I was coming back to do that. And I was going to jump on in CAC, grab a couple of classes, decide do I want to go to Jacksonville and try to get that scholarship. And that's when UAB was starting their program. Or do I want to be part of something new? And when I was sitting there, it was like this unreal feeling that this girl that was sitting next to me, I just knew it. She was going to be my wife. And she is. That's Noah over there doing maintenance work on the...
I had to fix the mic.
The microphone. So it's funny. God will do things in your life. He'll put people in your life to help you along the journey. So I appreciate you guys sharing all that.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be praying about that, what he wants you to do. Yeah. All right, we'll be back with Noah, Alex, and Brandon right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I hope this show has blessed you. I got three incredible young men in the studio today, Noah Wimmer, Alex Cunningham, and Mr. Brandon Morgan. We've talked about it, again, a lot, but we still got a little bit to go. You know, I get to sit here, and like I say, I get the best seat in the house. I've always had it in my life. I get to do sports radio. I get in the booths. I have the best seat. And again, here I am. I have the best seat because I'm sitting in here with three young men that aren't ashamed to talk about the Lord. How do you feel? How hard is it in school now to be a Christian? If with guys and especially with girls, you know, is it cool to be a Christian? Is it cool to walk it?
I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow, because you know you don't want to get looked at a different way, but also, I mean, you're doing what's best for you and your future, and that's what I put my mind to. Is I'm not ashamed of it at all.
That was Noah.
Yeah, this is Alex, but I can say it is difficult at times, but our school, Comer, I can say is really accepted to be a Christian.
Yeah, definitely.
We walk into school every morning, and there's maybe a group of six kids at three different spots with signs that say, "Good morning, can we pray with you this morning?"
Wow.
So we have, like I said, it's Clay Logan's over it.
Yep.
And they pray with anyone who needs prayer that morning or anything. And then there's a lot of other kids who are invested in Christ. Okay. And it's just amazing to see it, how it is in our school. I'm not sure how it is at other schools, but I can say our school is really accepted of it.
Piggybacking off of what Alex said, it really helps with who you have around you to how hard it is. And when I first came to Sylacauga, I saw a kid in the hallway with a Bible. And at that point, I really was, like, trying to fit in. I was like, hey, you read the Bible and stuff. And turned out his name is Seth Pettit. He carries his Bible everywhere he goes. And being around him, it's really easy for me to stay on track because he corrects me with anything I do. And now he's one of my best friends, and it kind of helps that I met my girlfriend through church, and so she helps me stay on track. And
same.
Just helps.
Abby.
It's a good place to find a girl.
Oh, yeah.
That relationship needs to grow in Christ.
Yes, it does.
What kind of clubs do you have at school? What kind of Christian clubs do you have?
Fellowship Christian Athletes.
With Miss Fawcett.
All three of us are part of the huddle leaders.
With Pastor Austin at First Assembly of God.
Silicaga First
Assembly. It's over there by Oak Grove. But, Pastor Austin does a great job. He's a team chaplain for our football team. And, man, he works his butt off trying to get.
Come to talk to us every Wednesday. During football season. I'm sure you've seen him sometimes. Mm-hmm. Came and talked to us.
He still comes every Wednesday.
Yeah. It's not even football season, and he's still coming to pour God into those who need it. And
that's where a lot of our athletes actually go to church. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's probably like 60% of our athletes go to church there.
On Wednesday.
Does a great job.
Yeah.
And that's great because these kids who – sometimes you don't know their backgrounds. You don't know where they're coming from. And when these guys come in about talking about church, talking about the Bible, and basically giving them somewhere to go, I feel like it inspired me because at my previous school, you didn't see that much. And so it's been a huge change by just the culture that you see changing schools.
Well, I just want to remind you guys, because you'll have tough days with it. There will be tough days because there'll be decisions. Do I get in this car with this person? Do I go with this group? Do I hang out over at this house? And just remember, Jesus had to carry a cross. He didn't do anything wrong. He did nothing wrong. It was beaten, whipped, and nailed to it. If he went through that, And the Son of God, he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. So there's nothing that will come our way that he hasn't already provided a way out. So, just be careful who you hang out with, especially in the world we live in now, guilty by association with who you're with. That's really big right now. So, just be careful who you surround. Because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so if you have friends that don't make you better, you don't need them. Amen. You don't need them. Alex looking around the room. Well, all right, we got one more segment coming up with Noah, Alex, and Brandon right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. Man, listen to the following staggering statistics. 85% of all children that exhibit behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youths sitting in prisons grew up in a fatherless home. So what is the problem that is the origin of many social ills in America today? That's right, fathers that refuse to be the dad. As a school administrator, I see it every day. Not in all cases, but in the vast majority, where there is no dad, there is no direction. Without a dad, everything we do in school, in church, and in this country is remediation. So where are all the dads? Man, be involved with your children. Paul writes in Ephesians 6:4, and fathers, don't stir up anger in your children, but bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
It's Mix Sunday Morning, and thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening on the airways of Mix 106.5 or on the podcast. It's been a blessing to be in the studio with these three guys, Noah Wimmer, Alex Cunningham, and Brandon Morgan. Before we get into whatever we're going to talk about, can I say a prayer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for these three young men. God, I ask that you give them the strength, Lord, to step out for you. Lord, I ask that you protect them, whether they're walking the halls of school, the journey of life, or on the field, Lord. Lord, I ask that you use the gifts that you've given them and guide their path. Heavenly Father, send angels to watch over them and open the doors that you have set for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You guys have fun?
Yes, sir.
It was awesome.
First time on radio?
Yes, sir.
That was great.
You guys have been great. You did pretty good.
We should do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Is this the time we shout out people?
You want to give a shout out?
Yes, I'd love to give a shout out to Miss Susie Wimmer, my mother. I love her dearly. And my beautiful girlfriend, Jetta Johns. I told her I'd shout her out. So
there you go.
Deanne Todd, that's my mom. Audrey Henson, that's my girlfriend. They're both amazing women.
I want to shout out Miss Morgan. That's my business teacher and my mom. And also my gorgeous college athlete, Abby Hibbs. That's my girlfriend.
I want to shout out Mr. Greg, too, for this beautiful opportunity
to talk about
the Christ.
Mr. Greg, yes, thank you.
No, I thank you guys for coming to take the time, because you don't have to do this. I mean,
he also releases gloves.
Yes, he does. Mm.
I do. I'm on a string. That's a pun of words right there. I'm on a string of it, but I am. I did 3 anaconda skin gloves.
Man.
Last weekend.
Mine broke the other day, but it's okay.
Brandon's broke again.
Yeah, mom popped. I'm buying a new one.
It's had some use on it.
Oh, yeah. Eighth grade.
Lots of use on it. Yes, well, guys, again, thank you for coming. Just, you know, be encouraged to walk for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And don't be ashamed of it. You know, he is, he wasn't ashamed of us. So we don't need to be ashamed of him. And I guarantee you, I would much rather be made fun of on this earth. I'd rather not be the most popular person on this earth, to have the opportunity to stand before God one day and be able to walk through the golden gates. Because, like I said, it's real easy. Hell's a real place. You know, there's no place in the middle. It's heaven and hell. And the choices we make, and that's the cool thing about being a Christian. It's all about choices. So, and the impact of your choices. So, like I said, be careful who you're with. Know that the choices you make impact you, and they impact other people too. And there's weight on that. There's weight on every choice, because it affects more than one person. So have a great great rest of the baseball season. Hopefully we can get into the playoffs and have a little fun there, and get to see you two pitch. And I said we would get back to Noah, but I got to get back to Noah, because see, I'm a big baseball guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I love baseball.
Yes, sir. Best game ever.
I coached. I didn't coach like high school coach, but you know, I coached Little League. I coached Babe Ruth. I coached Cal Ripken. I coached all-star teams. And the one thing a catcher does is stand up and throw the ball between every inning. And I said, mm-hmm, I was going to get him one way or the other, and I'm not trying to call him out. But Noah.
Look, Mr. Green, these knees have been catching for the past 4 years. They get a little wear and tear on them.
They do. Catching is rough on the body.
I don't know how some of them MLB guys do it. They blow my mind.
You go home with bruises in places you didn't think you could get bruises?
Yes. Because of Brandon.
Because of Brandon?
Yeah, not because of me.
His pitching?
Brandon throws pretty hard, so every now and then, one will slip up under them chin guards, get me under the thigh.
Yep, every now and definitely then.
Yep. So I said, Alex, where do you want to go to school?
I want to get my basics done at CAC, mm-hmm, and then transfer to JSU because they have an amazing education program.
Brandon, where do you want to go to school?
I have a baseball offer from Erskine in South Carolina. It's a Christian college.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Noah? I want to do my basics at CAC and see what God has for me. And if I had to transfer, it'd be to Auburn.
Look at there. Go to the Plains.
Roll Tide.
Or Eagle.
And I'll tell you, you know, I said I had kids that went to both. I love Auburn. Mm. I love the atmosphere. It's just different. I've been to the quad up there. It feels like you're in a city up there. But it's kind of cool tailgating down in Auburn.
Yes, it is.
Just a different environment.
Nope. Looking good for March, too.
It is.
SEC basketball.
It's looking really good.
They're going to lose.
Yep.
I can't turn this into a sports podcast. Might make some people mad.
Now you can, because it's the gift. It's the gift the Lord's given those guys. Whether they – but I saw – I'll say one thing about that. What's his name? Boone for Auburn?
Johnny Broome.
Yeah, Johnny Broome.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He went off the court last night, and he was yelling, "I'm the man, I'm the man." And you got to be careful when you do stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful when you do stuff like that. So, you know, your gift comes from the Lord, and you can get excited. Mm-hmm. You can get really excited, but he's the man.
Oh, yeah. You got to give him the glory.
That's right. He's the man.
And prayers for that Florida guy, too. That leg snap was crazy.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Yes, it was.
That was nasty. Well, all right, guys, I think we all have something to do. We could sit here and talk all day long, but, you know, Noah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Brandon, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alex, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixin'. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.